This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Barney out of Dover, and we were discussing the clover lawns and what you can be doing, etc. Did you have any follow-up questions, Barney, on the clover?
No, I guess I'm good with that. Okay. I bought a hydrangea tree this year. And it seems to, it's blossomed very nicely. I'm looking at it now, except, excuse me, just full of blossoms. But it looks terribly top-heavy to me. The stem, the trunk of the tree is, well, it's only about maybe 3 feet, two or three feet. And it's only about an inch and a half in diameter. And I've got this really big head of hydrangea growing on it. I'm concerned that it's too top heavy, like maybe a heavy wind or in the wintertime, if it gets covered with snow and ice, it might break. Do I need to stake this or wrap it somehow to protect it from breaking in the fall, in the winter?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the struggle when it comes to hydrangea trees, right? At my parents' house in Maine, they have a huge hydrangea tree, and the same thing, right? You could just see, you could almost see it getting ready to, you know, just break down because of the...
Yeah, it's top heavy.
It really is. Yeah. You know, and there's, you know, you kind of look at it and say, well, what can I do about it? Well, so as it's, you know, for the younger age of it, you know, younger time frame of it, if you will, there is, you know, you can be, you know, tying it up a bit, right? Taking a... taking something along the lines of like a jute twine so that during the winter you've kind of tied it and it moves all together. It's not one where you would want to like wrap with like burlap or something. We don't want to go that level. It would be more looking at you know, the twine to come around it to kind of hold it. The other thing is taking a look at the end of the season, and if you, you know, have some, a lot of flowers left, a lot of growth left, this would be the opportunity at the end of the season to, you know, cut back some of those flowers so there's not as much of a mass for the winter months in the fall. you know, cutting back, because a lot of times with the white hydrangeas, you can cut them in the spring or the fall, and it's not going to, you know, hurt them, because they bloom on the new growth of the year. It's not one like the old style blue hydrangea where you have to only cut them right after they flower. So it's not necessarily a bad thing if they get cut or have some issues in the fall where some of it breaks, because it's not going to affect the flowers, but it's just going to affect the size of it. So I would look at doing a number of things. Like I said, staking it would be definitely helpful for the winter months. But at the same time, with those stakes, trying to have something around it for the winter months, like some jute twine or something. We don't want the heavy-duty twine where it's going to break, get into the bark, right? We want the twine that's going to move and it's kind of biodegradable, which is like that jute twine. It's that green twine that you might see at like a garden center. A little bit lighter, but it allows plants to move when you use it. So that's what I would look to do.
How about the, fruit tree netting?
Yep.
Like you put over a blueberry bush. How about taking a couple of wraps around it with something like that?
That's actually...
There's still plenty of space.
Yeah, that's actually not
a... air and everything in.
That's not a bad idea. I like that, because that's, allows it to breathe. You're not covering it, the whole thing. That's a really good idea.
It's not biodegradable, but I could just clip it off in the spring.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You could actually, use it again the following year. Because it is biodegradable. It is it's a nice little. That's a really good idea. You've got me thinking here. I like it.
All right.
That's actually not a bad idea to be using on a number of different things that would need it, because it can still breathe, it can still do its thing. So definitely, I think that would be good.
All right.
Well, all right, Bernie.
Thank you for your help this morning.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is about my my squashes.
Okay.
Summer squash. And it seems like the plants look beautiful. They're all nice, leafy, plenty of blossoms on them. I start to get my squashes about 2 to 3 inches. And oh boy, they're coming. And I go out there the next day, and they've just dropped off the vine.
Okay.
And nothing's eating them.
Now, what, so they just are, they've completely just come off the vine, or did they?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not seeing, like, bite marks or anything like that. You're just seeing them just dropped there.
I looked at that, and... I was wondering if, I had something or a woodchuck or a rabbit or something in the area, but that's not the issue.
Okay.
It's just, they look perfectly healthy.
Okay. Now, are you seeing, so what I'd want you to do as well is take a look at the stem of the zucchini that's fallen off and see if it's kind of hollowed out, and see if it's, because sometimes there's an insect inside the stem that I'm trying to think of the words here. My brain's still on vacation. I apologize. there's a stem. Yeah, there's a squash bug that will actually get in there and do some damage to the stems and have them fall off. It's a borer, like a vine borer. So what it'll do, so what I'd want you to do is take a look at the squash that have come off, where that stem was connected. See if it's almost hollowed out, and it almost looks like a little, kind of looks like a little maggot almost inside there, and see if that's what's going on. I believe it's a borer that goes in there, and it will actually rot that, and it act like it's rotting it, but it's eating the inside, and it will have it fall off that way. I'd want you to look there. That's not, it's usually, it's hard to completely get rid of. What I'd look at doing, if that's the case, using a product like the Captain Jack's product, the Spinosad, that product will help get rid of a lot of those, that type of insect, the borers. The other thing, if you're seeing, you could also look at would be BT, right? So it would say right on the bottle, BT. That can be sprayed on the plants to try and kill any that are there as well. Unfortunately, sometimes it just can't be saved. But I'd take a look. I think that's what it is that's causing this to happen and causing the fruit to drop.
Huh. Okay.
So now, I'd
spray it with eight earlier in the season.
Okay.
Would that have helped it, or...?
It would have done some to it, but it does need to happen multiple times. Hang tight with me. I got to hit the brakes, and when we get back, we'll go more into it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arc Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle,
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mark, and in regards to his squash falling off of the stem. Nothing really eating it, just seeing like 2-inch squash just falling, and kind of looking like it's it's grown really well, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's gone. So another thought to this could be a need to add some fertilizer to the soil, some calcium, some different nutrients. So you could be doing something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. Add some of those ingredients to it to help the soil. Another possibility as well, what you could look at doing is the helping pollinate the squash a little bit when it happens, because there are some thoughts out there that when that happens, it's not completely pollinated. It just is doing its thing. If you notice with squash, there are 10 times more flowers than there are squash that grow in the yard. It is, it's on purpose. The plant will produce 10 times the amount of flowers. There's more male flowers than female flowers. That's the whole pollinating process of it. So I would be looking at doing some pollinating if you can to help that. It's easy to do. You can take like a paintbrush, and any of the male flowers, when you see them, you'll notice the female flower because there'll be a little squash behind it. Paint the inside of the male, take the paintbrush, the inside of the male flower, and then paint the female flower to help pollinate it, get a little bit stronger that way. So by taking care of some of the strong, giving the nutrients, those types of things, that's going to help. and then also take a look for that squash vine weevil and see if that's also an issue.
Well, during the break here, I was out here looking at it, and I didn't see that.
Okay.
But, and I gave him, first put him in, I put a top layer of lobster compost.
Okay.
On the ground, and then I sprinkled a little bit of tomato tone over him.
Good. Yep.
And a couple of weeks ago, I gave him a drink of, Neptune Harvest.
Perfect.
So now I think I'm giving them all the nutrition they need.
Yep. So I would, that Neptune's Harvest do every 2 weeks on the plants. That's going to help it. Take a look at the vines and see if you're seeing any of, any type of insect in there, because I think that could be part of it. If you're also noticing if any of them are kind of rotting on the bottom, when the flower comes on, they can have a blossom end rot the same as a tomato can. You probably see it on tomatoes, that blossom end rot. That can happen on squash as well. So that might be something to keep an eye out for. So I'm trying to think. Those would be all the different.
Matter of fact, I'm going to spray today because it's finally stopped raining when I can. I'm going this morning, spraying everything with 8. And then
yep.
After that dries off, I'm going to come out this afternoon and spray everything with the copper fungicide there.
Okay. That's a good idea. And then
for the squash, too, it's definitely, for the tomatoes. But
yeah, you can use it. You can use it the same on those plants to help take care of them from the disease. I'd thin out some of the leaves as well to allow some of that airflow to happen. But I think you're on the right track there.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Mark. You have a great rest of your day.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. Give us a call. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. and the United Nations to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare for elections in the aftermath of President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke on Friday.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
In the Pacific Northwest, record heat is causing dangerous conditions, which could cause heat-related illnesses. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a proclamation allowing emergency use of auxiliary ship engines to relieve pressure on the electric grid. This is USA Radio News. One Pennsylvania Republican is criticizing the White House's new tax plan. USA Radio Network's Brad Bernards has the story.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Muser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Joe Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How was your vacation?
It was great. Thank you for asking. It was good to have a vacation.
Yeah. I got a question about my cow lily. When is the best time to move it?
So, you know, moving any type of plant is not, you know, I don't like doing it during the summer. I don't like doing it when it's, you know, warm, when you know, even though we're seasonably, our temperatures are a little bit different this year. I don't like to do it at, you know, that time. What I would look to do, maybe late in the year, like early fall, you know, late summer, early fall, when the temperatures have cooled a little bit, or even first thing in the spring. But I would say, I think the best time would be like the fall. You know, I'm just trying to think here, like when the best time would be, and I really think it could be the late fall, you know, end of that. But you could also do it early spring, just after like the frost, you know, could have happened. You could be, you know, transplanting them then. You know, you just want to make sure you're, you know, keeping a very a composted soil with it, because it likes the, you know, likes to keep the moisture in. That's what we're looking to do. You know, find that location that you do want early.
Could I take it out, you know, like at the end of the summer, begin the fall? Could I store it till next year or not?
Yeah, so you definitely could. In the same way you would almost, like you would do with like a dahlia bulb, mm-hmm. the same thing, right? Where, you know, you take the dahlia bulb, you let all the leaves kind of die off of it, start to turn yellow, right? Not die completely, but turn yellow, mm-hmm. cut them off, and then from there, you know, kind of take them out of the soil. Maybe let them sit in the sun for the day. And when I say the sun, I don't mean like the hot blazing sun, but usually in October, September, it's not as hot. You let some of the soil dry off a little bit so you can get all of that soil off. Then take them inside for the winter. You know, use like a peat moss or some a light mix to put around them to just keep them... For the winter, put them in like a cardboard box, or some people even put them in like get like some Tupperware, put them in like a big Tupperware container. That way, they stay contained and they're not like a box isn't falling apart. But definitely, it would be one where you would check on it during the winter to make sure it's not. Too wet, or you get the idea. And if one of them starts to rot, you know, pull it out so it doesn't affect the other ones at the same time.
Yeah. So you think the best is just to leave it alone till the spring.
You know, this is the thing, right? Some calla lilies do need to be divided every 3 to 5 years. And so doing that in the spring is going to help them. It has the full season to kind of come back and see if it's going to go. Sometimes waiting to the end of the season, if it's too late, you know, you have that whole thought, all right, is it going to make it through the winter? Is this happening? What's going on, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think, you know, spring is probably best, but you can do it in the fall. You know, I would never transplant anything like that during the summer months. That's just me. I think it'll affect the plant too much.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'll do that. I'll leave it alone till spring then and see what happens.
All right, Mary. Well, good luck.
Okay,
you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barb is in Deerwood, Minnesota.
Barb, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a moss problem.
Okay.
Moss, creeping Charlie, and clover. And I treat my lawn every year with various and sundry products, and it doesn't seem to be making a lot of difference, and my poor little grass has a heck of a time growing and thriving with all that other stuff mixed in it.
Okay. So, usually when we're seeing moss, is it a shady area? Is it a sunny area?
My yard is mostly shade. It's probably a good acre, and it is sloped. About half of it is sloped, goes flat, slope, flat.
Okay.
And I've been hand-picking the moss out, but I don't seem to get ahead of it, and the creeping Charlie is just all over the place.
Okay, so there's a couple things that we need to look at doing here. So moss in a shady area usually means certain areas of water is sitting. Even if it's below the soil, it's sitting in that area for longer. It's creating that moss coming up, which means your soil is probably compact. It's not well-drained soil. And it also most likely means the pH level is lower than it should be to help grow the lawn around it. So there's a couple things I'd want you to do. This is, you know, a multi-step process. And with the Creeping Charlie growing in there as well, it shows me that part of the... there's not all the nutrients it needs coming through there. So the moss and the weeds kind of give me that thought process. So what I would love to see you do, you can handpick the moss out, or there's moss killers, Moss Max, Moss Out. Those are a couple options. Moss Max is from Boneyed. Moss Out is from Lily Miller. They both are like an iron sulfate. Iron will kill the moss and get rid of it. Usually in about 24 hours, the moss will start to turn black. It'll be loose from the soil, and then you can remove it that way. From there, there's a couple things we need to do. We need to work on the soil. We need to get rid of some of that compact soil. So there's a product out there from Natural Alternatives called Sulfur. That sulfur product helps break up the soil underneath it and allows moisture to flow through, allows nutrients to flow through easier. So it would be a product that when you purchase, you're looking to do 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You said you have an acre. That's a good amount of this product. You could also look at using a product that you might be able to find locally at like a garden center is from Jonathan Green called Love Your Soil, right? This Love Your Soil product is the same thing. It breaks up the soil, allows, trapped nutrients to be released. At the same time, I would also want you to lime the lawn. The lime is going to help bring your pH up. Your pH level for a lawn needs to be about 6.5 or so. When you see moss growing, usually, when you see creeping Charlie and different types of weeds growing, that means you have a more acidic lawn. The lawn isn't as, it's not where it needs to be. The biggest thing that you might want to do is get a soil sample done to see what your nutrient levels are. The local university usually has like a extension, and then the extension you can send it soil to them. They'll test it, look at the different nutrients, what your pH levels are, etc. It's something that's the only way you're going to be able to tell exactly what's going on in the lawn to say, all right, I do have acidic soils or non-acidic soils, those types of things. We're looking to help the soil along. It's not just about feeding the lawn itself. It's about feeding the soil and taking care of the soil. So it's kind of like a three-step process of doing this. So, start with getting rid of the moss, which it sounds like you're doing by hand picking, but there are ways with products to use. Then take care of the compaction in the soil by using either the sulfur product from Natural Alternative or by using a Love Your Soil product from Jonathan Green. And then the next would be the lime, and you can lime at the same time. I like using the fast-acting lime because you can use it multiple times in one season to bring your pH levels up a full point. And so, a six-week interval process of lime, you can do it three times in one season. And say your pH is a 5.6 and we're looking to get it to a 6.5, you can almost bring it up a full point in one season to get it to that perfect growing level, and then you just maintain it for the future. So there's a little bit of work, but it's really about taking care of the soil underneath.
Right.
Okay, so
I limed it last year, and yep. So this year the reason I'm handpicking and it's so easy to do the moss, it kind of turned brown.
Yep.
In the spots where it died.
Okay.
But I didn't realize that I could do it more than once.
Well, so with the fast-acting lime, you can. And with the killing the moss, you can do it multiple times just to get rid of it. It's about taking care of that soil. So, your first step might be, honestly, to get a soil sample taken Okay. I wouldn't, you can use those simple ones that you can buy, like you get a little tube, you put a little dirt in it and test it that way. But I think you'd be looking for a more intense one, and take a look at the university and see if they have an extension that will do, soil tests for you, because they'll even come back in with a written, so it's all written down of what you need to do, and how much fertilizer, etc. But those would be the couple things I would be looking at first in my head.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
All right, Barb, you have a great rest of your day.
I will. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. In about 15 minutes or so, 8 o'clock hour, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. So we look forward to having her with some great information as always. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Next hour, coming up in about 10 minutes, be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative. So definitely stay tuned for that. We're just chatting during the break here, figuring out what we can, what we'll talk about, what everyone's talking about and asking questions about. So we'll definitely be discussing some mosquitoes here and there. We'll talk about a little bit about the lawn. We've heard some grub questions as well. So we're got a number of things we're going to discuss. Obviously, plant food and fertilizer. We're going to touch base on, so definitely stay tuned for that. In the meantime, hang on to this number and give us a call about like 8:25 our time, the East Coast time, at 855-660-4261. One thing we can be thinking about doing, if you haven't already, using some of the Rose RX products from Bonide to help prevent some of the rose issues, the diseases, some of those, it's got a little bit of insect control with it as well. But looking at doing some of that rose products to, the drenches, that systemic drench, if you haven't already. They do last up to 6 weeks, so that can help take care of some of the diseases and insects that are on there. But you might start to see some of those diseases now with all the rain we've had in the past 10 days. So we talked about it earlier, looking at your vegetable gardens and your lawn, and one of the things I really forgot to touch base on was the roses, right, or your other shrubs that are around, and seeing if they're starting to get some of that black spot, some of that powdery mildew, some different diseases, etc. We want to protect those as well. It's not just about the lawn and the vegetable garden. It's about the surrounding plants as well. So definitely take a look, if you haven't already, using a systemic drench for your roses. I like using the systemic drench because it's one of those things where it's not just going to wash off on the top like an insecticide sometimes. This is going to basically, what it does is it translocates through the plant and helps prevent it from happening. And when an insect will bite on it or try to absorb it, it will, it doesn't like it, it will kill some of the insects, etc. So something to really be thinking about. 1 quart size will actually treat up to 16 roses. So it's a number of roses on there for a 6 week span. If you look at 6 weeks from now, we're looking at the end of August. At that point, you know, you might not have some issues going forward, so this might not be a bad thing to use. Also take a look at, you know, with all the rain that we've been having, fertilizing your plants again, getting some of those nutrients back into the soil. Because, you know, we had so much rain, we had this 3 inches of rain, the water's going right through. And what it's also doing is pulling nutrients with it through the soil and into the lower parts of the plants. So into the lower parts of the soil. And so it's not just sitting by your roots anymore. So some of that fertilizer you've used might have been washed through. Also take a look at some of the repellents that you've been using. All the rain, time to reapply some of them. Even some of the best products out there, with heavy rains, it'll stay right on there. Reapply, because not everything's just going to stick there. So, you know, this rain, we might get a little bit tonight in this area. Going forward, though, I looked at the 10-day forecast. There's not a lot of rain in the forecast. So we can start using some of those products, the longer-term effects, and working that way. So definitely take a look at it and see, you know, what's going on. I know there are tons of rabbits out there. I've recommended a number of times rabbit scram. Rabbit scram is one that, like I said, it will enhance when it gets wet. But when you get 3 to 3.5 inches of rain in a week span, it's probably going to wash off. So definitely try to reapply that if you can. To take care of it. So, coming up, like I've said a number of times here, Victoria from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned for that on the other side of the break here in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to discuss, lots of great information coming from Victoria here, so really stay tuned for that. And our phone number for afterwards, 855-660-4261, again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break, we'll be back in a few.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.